How's your car looking? Showing its age? Faded paint? Dents? Dings? Don't worry. Maaco is here to help. They're the experts in affordable paint jobs and light collision repairs, helping you keep your car looking its best without breaking the bank. With Maaco's national reach and community focus, you're not just getting top-notch service. You're actually getting a partner you can trust. Visit your local Maaco today and see how they can refresh your ride. Go in, get the free estimate, and the expert technicians will handle the rest. Uh-oh, better get Maaco.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
Hey, y'all. We wanted to share with you some of the fun we've been having over on Patreon.
For this Best of April, we're bringing you short clips from some of the bonus content from April 2023 to give you an idea of everything you get when you sign up to support the show.
First, we have a clip from a Dear Sinister bonus content episode where a listener writes in asking for sisterly or maybe sinisterly advice about navigating online dating during their 20s. Heather outlines her foolproof Bumble method.
It got me Paris is all I'm saying.
It's foolproof. They got you Paris. It's foolproof.
After that, we'll have a clip from our April minisode covering the cult of Profundity Yours, where we dig into the origins of this East Texas cult you might have seen on TikTok. It was born during the height of the COVID-19 pandemic, a time when many were seeking comfort and belonging, but a lot of them found Linda Good McGillis.
Oh, man. That's followed by a clip from our April live Q&A. We hop into the Sinisterhood time machine to look back at how we got the name and what possible name ideas did not make the cut. Yes, I scroll back through years
Five
of
years.
Messages.
Happy anniversary.
Oh, happy anniversary to
May.
Get to the beginning of that. And we found actual like text from us of like, hey, what about these names and writing the theme song and everything. You get so much what we call our thread with Tommy under the hood. You get the under the hood stuff in the Q&As.
That's right. And finally, you're going to hear a segment from the April live bonus content episode, Rural Internet Posts from my dear sweet hometown. Gather round my local friends as we visit a mesquite pastime, the old celebration station lock-in, where many of us entered as children and some emerged as grizzled adults. If at all, things were wild at Celebration Station.
Join us on Patreon today to get ad-free regular episodes, hundreds of hours of audio and video bonus content, on-demand archives of the video live streams, and so much more. You'll also get to be a part of all the fun we'll have throughout the rest of the year. And an annual subscription to our Patreon gets you immediate access to the bonus content, plus a free month of membership.
To join our Patreon and check out all of these perks, head to the link in the episode description or go to sinisterhood.com and click on Patreon on the top banner and sign up today. Enjoy that lush and lifeful baby shower. Well, this next one is from Kate, who writes, howdy, sweet Heather and Christy. Listening to you feels like I have two cool older sisters. I have none in real life, and I'm in need of some cool older sister advice. I recently ended a 5-year relationship. Before that, I was in a 3-year relationship. I'm 25, so this is my first time really being single as an adult. I'm horrified. I'm on a dating app, and you think you'll have a genuine connection with someone, only for them to ghost you or tell you they've decided to make it exclusive with someone else. I had a 3-hour first date with a guy, texted every day for 2 weeks, only for him to cancel our second date. I feel like I'll never meet someone. It makes me want to give up. Everyone around me is getting married and having children, the life I so desperately want. You two seem like you have beautiful lives, and I honestly look to you as proof that it doesn't have to happen at 25. It's just so hard when everyone around you is in love and you are getting rejected left and right. I own a business, have many hobbies and friends, am caring and communicative, and wear my heart on my sleeve. I know the grass is always greener, but I wish I just had a crystal ball so I could know I'll be okay eventually. Words of encouragement and reality checks are completely welcome.
I always wanted a sister, so I love the idea that I'm giving like sisterly advice.
I always wanted to be a big sister because I was the little sister.
I am a big sister, but I didn't have a sister. I have brothers, so yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, first of all, I want to say you're very young.
Yes.
And I also remember being like really young, like middle school, and thinking like, if I'm not married by 25, then I'm an old maid, which mm-hmm. in hindsight is crazy.
Oh God, yeah.
You're so young. You don't need to make a decision like that. You know, I mean, if that's your thing, that's your thing.
And you but found I think someone or
people
whatever,
yeah. feel pressured. Like it sounds like you feel like you see everyone around you doing it. And so, and that's also like for me, like I was in another marriage at 25 and it fucking sucked.
Yeah. So
like, you don't need to like do don't it just because it. You think that's what you're supposed to do because everyone else does it. Because also, guess what? A lot of the people that I knew at the same time, they're all getting married. None of those people are married anymore.
Yeah, yeah. It didn't
always
last.
You're way too young to be mm-hmm. making a decision like that.
Yeah.
I say waiting is better.
I think so.
Don't and feel like don't you are at the time where you're like, if it doesn't happen, it's never going to happen. Because all of my friends that met later in their lives are happier than if they had met earlier on or still together.
Right. Yeah. And there's studies that show that. And I think in a case like this where you haven't found somebody, it's not like, oh, well, do I stay with this person or not? Then exactly what you said, I thought it was funny that you said, wish I had a crystal ball so I know I'll be okay eventually. You sound to me way more than okay now because you own a business, you have hobbies, mm-hmm. you have friends, you're caring and communicative, you wear your heart on your sleeve.
You obviously see the good in yourself.
You see the good in yourself and people. And so I think that loving yourself and having a good relationship, the song Soulmate by Lizzo helped me a lot when I was single.
Yeah.
Because it talks about I'm my own soulmate and like mm-hmm. I'm going to put myself first and care for myself. And so I think this time
up in the mail like damn she's the one.
Yeah, it's such a good song. That's exactly how it goes.
I know, I sound just like Lizzo. Thank you. Gonna get my I don't play the flute, I play a recorder.
Okay,
but
great.
It's basically it's the same
you
thing.
Played Thomas Jefferson's recorder. Yeah,
I can play hot cross buns like a badass
like a so. mofo. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think if you say I'm my own soulmate, I recognize these qualities and I'm gonna foster these qualities in myself, you're going to attract the higher quality mate that you want, rather than saying, well, I'm gonna shirk my hobbies and my friends and myself and just try to like do anything I could to get a man or to get
it's
a person.
Evolutionary, baby.
Yeah. Just you need to love you
mm-hmm.
and date you.
Mm-hmm.
And then whenever the right person comes along, the right person will come along and you'll be like, you fostered such a life and we should all foster such lives for ourselves when we're single that when someone comes along, we're like, do I want to allow you into this mm-hmm. wonderland? Not, oh my gosh, let me like yes. go on to you. I was like, the tickets are not cheap here.
No, you got to pay for this ride.
You must be this tall.
Mm. For several reasons.
But I mean, like as far as emotional maturity, you must be this emotionally mature to ride this ride. So whenever, if you cultivate that in yourself and that life in yourself, when you do run into somebody that it seems like it might be a good fit, you're the one choosing.
Also, you don't lose yourself because mm-hmm. you already know who you are. So you don't like, you know, get caught up and lost in a guy and lose sight of yourself mm-hmm. because you've already, you know who you are.
You
you're letting
you
them
are.
In instead of trying to find yourself.
That's true.
Everyone always says it'll happen when you least expect it. But why is because you have more confidence, I think, mm-hmm. and carry yourself more confidently when you're like not worried about it. That's everyone.
Yeah.
Not you specifically. So people are just naturally attracted to confidence mm-hmm. and people that, you know, carry themselves with that. So ipso facto. You know I love to work in an ipso facto.
You like to get an ipso facto.
I've had several this week.
I've been crushing it.
I've exceeded my quota for the ipso factos for this week.
You're punching that ipso facto card. It's full up.
But yeah, so then yeah. that's when you find somebody because and then you're starting off on a good place of like confidence.
Yeah.
Like I didn't need you.
Yeah.
I wanted you and decided, okay.
Yeah, we've chosen to ingratiate
yes,
our
I've
lives with one
you.
Another. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, I hope that was helpful. Kate, keep being a badass.
And I don't admire you for having to be on dating apps.
Oh,
I never
yeah,
did all of that. And I just don't know how people date. It's
exhausting.
Yeah, and I just hate awkward encounters yep. and situations, which to me is pretty much all of dating, especially like first dates and stuff and get I hate all of that. So anybody that actively does that to try and seek out love, my hat's off.
Well, I'm a Bumble survivor.
Yes, you're living proof.
I'm living proof of Bumble. I will give you all, I've said it before, but it bears repeating, the foolproof Bumble method. When you're on the app, match with everybody you think is physically attractive.
Okay.
So yes, 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 yes. Hotness alone. If you and match them, look at their profile.
Mm-hmm.
That way you're not wasting time. Then you look at their profile and they're like, oh, I love to like set fires or whatever. Yeah. They're like some monster. You go, not today.
Mm-hmm.
Boop. And then unmatch. And then you never talk to them again. They probably won't even notice you're over there. But they have a good profile. You like it. Then women on Bumble, they make women go first.
Women
but
on
this,
top.
This works for anything. If you want to have the opening line, then you write them an opening line that is based upon something you've observed in their profile. Not, okay, hey, what's up? None of that. What are you up to? No, that's low energy. Low rent. Something that's based on that's in their profile and that elicits a response. So a question. So for
call
instance,
to action, if
call
you
to
will.
Action. For instance, I matched with a surfer and I message, have you ever seen a shark in the water? Because like that shows I knew noticed he was a surfer. I'm weird enough that I would ask about shark attacks. And it was a question that and he was like, no. And then it was boring. So
and then, you know, shut it down. Bam. I don't want to have this conversation.
I don't force it. So
if you weren't like, no, but my friend of mine did.
Yes.
And holy shit. And then you tell an interesting story. There. Okay. Now we can talk.
No, but I was like, no.
It's a good vetting process.
It's just exactly what it was. So then when I asked, have you ever seen a shark? And they just said, no, plane.
Is this a true story?
This is a true story. I unmatched him.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Another one said he was a cereal enthusiast.
Oh,
and I was
God.
Like, oh,
I'm
okay.
I'm glad you said enthusiast.
I was like, okay. What's your go-to breakfast cereal? And he was like, oh, I'm a Honey Nut Cheerios now, but when I was growing up, it was Lucky Charms. What about you?
Okay.
And I was like, right. I was like, this is great. I was like, Cookie Crisp. When I was a kid, I loved Cookie Crisp, but as an adult, I do eat a lot of Honey Nut Cheerios. And he was like, yeah, you look like the type of a dirty slut that would like, and I was
shut
like, all right. Rip.
What? People do that?
Yeah. And so then guess what I did? Unmatched him because I don't have time.
So they're just like luring you into just say
talk to you
something
and say fucked
like
up
that.
Stuff. So the shark fuck. Guy was boring, so I just cut shit and
it's
ran.
Like fucking Goldilocks, Goldie
yes.
Cox.
Hey, Goldie Cox and the three matches. I bet you are a dirty slut. You like Cookie Crisp. I was like, unmatched.
Oh
like,
my God.
And I reported him to Bumble and was like, check the convo. Like,
yeah.
It went from zero to you're a dirty bitch.
Oh, so they have record of all
oh, yeah.
conversations?
Oh, yeah.
Nice. I wonder how many times those have been called into court.
They have been. You see it in the news and stuff. Well, anyhow. So then when I matched with Paris, it said he liked to make short films.
Mm-hmm.
So my opening for him was, what is a creative project you're working on that you're excited about?
Oh, I like that.
And he responded, this is the best opening line I've ever had on this app.
Oh, shut up.
I love this. Oh my gosh. Well, my friends and I got this new lens.
He knew from the jump.
And he knew from
the
jump.
He was like, this one's different.
Right? And he was like, my friends and I got this new lens and da 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 da. And he got excited. And he's like, what about you? I see you have a mic in one of your things. You know, do you have any shows coming up? And I was like, oh, I have a podcast. So then this is going well. So this is takes you on to the next step.
Mm-hmm.
Takes you on to the next step, which is meet in person.
Mm-hmm.
So we had some scheduling conflicts, but within a week we met in person.
Okay.
And
keep
we didn't
it fresh.
And we didn't text every day until then. Keep it light. We kept the text only to one or two flirty things and confirmation of plans.
Okay.
And then when
one or two flirty things a day?
Not a day. Overall, over the whole week.
I think that's appropriate. That's
and then
a good amount.
Confirmation of plans. Hey, I thought of you. You know, we talked about the Avengers and I was like, oh, I'm going to see the Avengers. And he's like, oh, good luck with the crowds. Like, da, da, da. Very short. It was when Endgame was coming out. And then we met in person and it went really well. And we had talked about a comedy sketch. So I went home that night and I texted the comedy sketch.
Nice.
And then 48 hours. So then we had a conversation where, again, we kept it all to either flirty things or plans.
Shared interests.
Making plans, but we did not say how many brothers do you have, how many sisters do you have, the trauma of my family and this and
you didn't
da, da, da.
Get into all that.
No emotional intimacy over text. I saved it all for in person.
Interesting.
And I was very strict with it. And we're married now, so things are pretty good.
Wow.
So that's my foolproof method on how to find your true love on a dating app. Is you can't be wasting time. Because you see, there's a lot of things.
Well, I like going looks first because it's a dating app. You can read like some bullet points, but like.
And I'm not saying everybody has to look like fucking, you know, Jason Momoa.
No, but if you look at them and go, oh, yeah, I'd give them a double take in a restaurant or something.
Right. Or I matched with guys, like one guy was in like a funny costume. Like he had a cute face and he was wearing a funny costume. So it's like, oh, you might be funny. And then you get to text him
with
them.
Some people too look better in person than in photographs.
Yeah. I'm not saying, like I said, oh, well, this person's not a 19 out of 10. I'm just saying if you think I would not mind sitting across from him at dinner, I would. and rich. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah. It's because it's the first date. Yeah.
Yeah. Because they've done those studies on, I think it's on TikTok, they'll cut them up, where they ask women, like, okay, right, your parameters, what height do they have to be? Mm-hmm. How much money do they have to make? And they'll be like, okay, 0.1% of people in the whole entire country fit that parameter that you just did.
Better change something.
So you, like, show people, like, you think you know what you want, but.
You gotta change your expectations.
You gotta change.
Early YouTube videos dated from 2019 show a much less gruff-sounding Linda, generally ruminating on her spiritual journey. Then the videos began to be released more frequently, with increasingly bizarre content. The time during the height of the COVID-19 pandemic marked Linda's greatest increase in followers.
And yeah, if you go back to like old YouTube, like pre-pandemic videos of her, like I said, she's like, well, I went swimming. I can't remember if it was a river or lake, but a natural body of water. And she said, I find it very cleansing and it's now begun to rain, which I took as a good sign that I need to be cleansing and healing more. It wasn't anything that I saw out of the ordinary that if like a friend of mine posted that on Instagram, I wouldn't, unless my friend was like, I don't believe in anything like that. And then suddenly was believing in it. But if someone was generally spiritual, genuinely or generally connected to nature, it wasn't like too out of the ordinary.
Right. It was maybe a little, woo-woo, they might say, yeah. But nothing like problematic.
Yes.
I think with Love Is One, this, and I'm sure a ton of other cults, during the pandemic is when a lot of people found these because they were online all the time and they just wanted connection. So a lot of people found it in these types of channels.
And you're right. And I noticed the comments were from further and further away people. Like when I clicked, I was like, this mm-hmm. person's from the Netherlands. This person's from Australia. So she is now starting to where she's reaching people on like live streams and videos that she was not having that large of a following that wide.
The official Profundity Years website describes the New Age group as
a society of diverse humans coming together now to co-create a new environment, one of empowered gratitude and heart-based living as one with the earth. Each one of us contributes wisdom, experience, and limitless perspectives on new ways of being, living, and participating in life.
When describing their purpose, the site claims that members
bring wisdom of the ways of the ancients to present reality whilst letting go of the modernization enslavement by living our ancient futuristic knowing.
None of that is even understandable. Christy, everything on this site is complete word salad.
Did you use magnetic poetry to write that? Or
Dude, I had a word generator and I just kept hitting.
Hey, ChatGPT.
Whatever came. Yeah, I put this all through AI. It is. Let's just go to the website.
Oh, yeah.
It is so. It really is almost insulting how it's written because it's so intentionally preying on people with buzzwords that yes. are just wanting to like feel good, spirituality, you know, a deep connection with others and nature. All of that is great. I agree with all that. But then when you read the entire page and you're like, I'm more confused now than when I started. It's just words thrown together. The mission, live as one with the earth, whole heart, whole mind, whole soul, whole spirit. Promote, apply, embody spirit, aka Peabody?
What
does that mean? And there's no other mention of Peabody anywhere.
You have to be like Mr. Peabody and ask questions about the future.
There's also really weird capitalization of things mm-hmm. that like normally wouldn't be capitalized.
Yeah.
So
and not every time. Like the word new will be capitalized sometimes, but not other times.
Yeah, nobody ran this through Grammarly or anything like that.
If you click on the first thing in the menu, which is PY Global Private Group, they have a private Facebook group, much like we do with our Patreon
yes,
subscribers.
Yes, but, well, okay. I was going to say, but they charge their people to... Well, do we? Yeah.
This one
okay.
says
but it's
that
not
it's,
the only thing you get.
No, but I was going to say, and the thing with their Facebook group, if you don't participate, they will throw you out. It says,
oh,
non-participation...
This is 6 pages long reading this fucking thing.
It's so many. So Yeah, it says content. It basically says anything, no idle gossip or chatter is allowed. I like
don't
idle
you
gossip
bring that in here. We have enough of our own gossip we got to deal with.
Yeah, they but you have to have an interview with their team before you're allowed in. You must be willing to have a video call with admins. I won't lie to you. I thought about signing up for this and giving them it's a 30-minute free phone call.
But if you want to be a part of the group, it's a monthly self-investment of $50.
Yeah, I do. I'm not giving them $50.
And then it says, we never wish to overstretch anyone financially. However, we do wish that they invest in themselves, as the mortal consciousness takes things more logically serious when it pays for something. You know what? That sentence is completely grammatically wrong.
That's garbage.
I do agree with the fact that if you have put money into something, you are more likely to like show up for it.
Yes.
I don't think that they went about it the right way. Then it goes on to say, this self-investment is paid month to month at the beginning of each month. Therefore, the responsibility is that you manually make that payment. Well, that's not a good business model on their part, because you're asking a lot of people to remember to do that. That probably aren't going to, and then you're going to lose out on money.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to go well at all.
There's some other bullet points. Content shared promoting people to subscribe, like, watch, or buy products will be removed, as they act as a distraction and may contain distortion, that which is not aligned with the purpose of the group. You may see Linda and admins posting things from time to time. However, we do so from trusted sources.
Oh, they're allowed to like subscribe and
they're
share,
allowed,
but nobody else.
Because they've vetted it. They've vetted it. I also want to point out how difficult it is to read this, because there is not one comma in anything they've written.
The biggest
There's a couple
crime.
Periods, zero commas.
They are not looking into any type of, there's not really at all I can see like editing. They also have made a ton of stuff private. If you click on live stream videos, if you click on her name, every single video that used to be embedded in their page and was available publicly on their YouTube channel is no longer.
You can still make a conscious gratitude offering, which is just a donation via PayPal. But what I really want to discuss is the recipes.
They're real into this.
And food pictures they post, which couldn't be less visually appealing. They are as if someone snapped a pic with their phone that they just microwaved. I mean, literally, there's like bowls in microwaves of like, look how delicious this lentil soup is. Lentil soup has never looked good on camera. Mm-mm. Don't put it on camera. You're doing it dirty. And then they can't even like jazz up the presentation. It's, no. I was laughing out loud at some of, where's the, I got to find
click
the.
Click on who we are, about us. It takes you to like their recipes for some reason.
Home. Let me go to home. Where are we? Who we are. Oh, they have an herbal remedies blog, an aromatherapy blog, off-grid living blog.
Uh-oh.
Academy is coming soon. A lot of stuff's coming soon.
A lot of stuff's
Here
coming.
Here we are. Love cooking. Recipes. Oh.
Are you looking at that casserole sitch?
I'm looking at, okay, so it's recipes categories. I have to read what has to be a template that they just like didn't really edit, because appetizers. It's some of these are stock photos. Some of these were snapped with a Motorola flip phone. It says under appetizers, the best options to stimulate your appetite.
That's
you can click
for
on soups to feel hydrated with a delicious soup.
You got to hydrate with the little soup. Is it? It's like a guy running and he's like, I got this Gatorade bottle. It's fucking bowl of lentil soup.
Main dishes. Dishes has a C in it. Nowhere else does it have that. Side dishes. Here are the subsidiaries for the main dishes.
The
Who wrote this? What is happening?
I don't
Time for some refreshing salads. The picture of this salad looks like a bowl of creamed corn with some parsley in the middle.
Excellent.
And then desserts. But if you click on them, okay, let's go to main dishes. There's always two recipes under every category.
Mm-hmm.
This one, you can either have sautéed white mushrooms or roasted Brussels sprouts. Yum.
Yeah. Did you get to the fried cheese recipe? This next question is from Letty.
Okay.
Letty said, how did the name Sinisterhood come about?
I do have an answer for this.
Were there any runners-up?
Terrible.
I don't remember what the runners-up were. Oh my gosh, she's got receipts. What did I say? She would have receipts. I will tell you how I remember, and also because I have receipts as a lawyer. It was in a chat, and Chris and I drew a picture.
This is what I'm pulling up.
Yes, I don't remember the other words, but or the other
That's
titles.
That's what I'm going to have to
but
search
the
for.
Old, there's, this is a cross stitch I'm pointing to, but the old school logo, which
I
you
feel
can,
like I can do it.
Get a, you can get a sticker of it if you go to the Patreon store. We have like a special store if you want a throwback sticker. But our old logo was created by my friend from high school, Taylor. She helped us design it. And then my other friend, Franklin, helped kind of
fucking found it. 36.
God, she's good. Anyways, and so we had this, I had this drawing that basically was a rudimentary, like, stick figure embarrassing drawing of the old school logo. And then I sent it to the chat and was like, here's an idea for a logo. And Christy responded in crystal clear writing, that image makes me think of the word Sinisterhood. And so it was really magical that it was a drawing I made, and then Christy saw that drawing and was like, that word, which I've never heard in my life, and is like, so good. Very full moon energy tour, how we came up with that too.
Excuse
where
me,
it was
I
like
coughed right in this
you're like
mic.
I'm gonna specifically lean forward to scroll my
get closer to
clear
this.
My throat. But yeah, so this Christy has found the chat.
Man, this chat has gone back. This was in like early days of figuring everything out. Like me saying, are there any specific things we should have prepared? This is such an involved case. It may take two episodes. I believe we're talking about
the Golden State Killer. Nikki said, were you in Paris together at the beginning of the pod? No. I was not. We started in May of 2018-ish, kind of fumbling around, and like real episodes were like episode 13 when we like had a studio, had a script. We're like actually doing a show. And I didn't meet Paris until April of 2019. So
God, this is so funny. Okay, this is why you come to the Q&A's.
This is behind the scenes.
This shit is from, I don't know, early 2018?
Yeah, it would have been, I think you can tap it once, maybe. May 24th, 2018, at 11:40 a.m. Ding, ding. Line order.
I said, what kind of style do you think is best? Heavily researched. We're talking, this is like, we're figuring out what the podcast
Correct.
Is.
Correct, we didn't know what it was.
Heavily researched and fact presented with opinions, more of a conversation style. What do people prefer? I keep thinking about last podcast on the left because they talk about the same kind of material. They have a lot of research mixed in. I said, what type of podcast do you like? Heather said, I like a long focused story with detours and opinions and personal stuff in there, but back to the story at hand.
Whoa, what? You made it.
I think that's what we're doing.
That's funny.
Okay. So then
I don't remember that. That's funny.
If I scroll down to,
there's an image in there. I bet I could put the image. I can show it maybe.
Okay. I had made this list.
Oh, is this your list of ideas?
I said, most of these suck. I'm trying to think of something that encompasses a lot so we can talk about whatever and also sound cool. If you have to say that, you're not cool.
And we are.
Are we? And, oh my God, these are so embarrassing.
Let me read it.
What even are some of those?
It sounds like your average podcast.
Somebody make, I mean, I guess they're not too bad. Okay.
Average.
These are fine. Okay, the first one, Wicked.
Not like we're going to get
the,
it.
Not the Broadway play.
We're 100% going to get in trouble by the Broadway play. We're going to get a cease and desist if, 30 seconds.
Idina, whatever, wants to message me.
Idina Menzel.
I know. I'm like.
Adele Dazeem.
I'm like, what's his name?
Who?
Saturday Night Fever.
John Travolta.
John Travolta.
Adele Dazeem. Adele Dazeem.
God, that is so cringe. Okay, also, next up. The Witching Hour.
Not too shabby.
Okay, here's where this is makes me cringe. Cults, Crimes, and Cauldrons. Don't love it.
See, that
Cass, that's wicked is fun.
Yeah, Cass said theirs is that's wicked. You're not going to get a cease and desist with that. Just no. Wicked. You're going to get people are like, oh, do you mean? No,
we need I'm pretty sure there's already something called Obsessed and Obsessions, so which funny. I suggested.
An entire network.
Then, I don't know where I went with this, but it's just train wreck.
God damn.
Why was that? Stuff we like.
Yeah.
So now this is getting real
then
broad.
That's like stuff you should know.
Very broad.
We're going to get, again, another cease and desist.
Bump in the night.
Not too bad. Maybe sexual.
Strange fascination. Sounds like...
That's kind of good.
Wasn't there a song like that?
It sounds like it would be more strange like fascination. Strange fascination. Like it would be more serious.
Yeah. Okay. Well, those are them.
So we'll put... Keep strange fascination. Put it in the pocket. We'll see if we can use it later. See, Charisma's right. Never feel bad about a brainstorm session.
Thank
right?
you. It's like no, rusty. There's no bad ideas.
Lin-Manuel Miranda said it's like a faucet, like a rusty faucet. You got to let some of the rust run out, and then it's good, clear water.
Yes.
Train wreck hood?
Train wreck hood. I'm seeing if there's where
it's... It is a play on Sisterhood, Letty said. I thought, too.
To not respond.
Good. Well, they should respond to happy. Oh, sorry, y'all. We have a word from our sponsor.
Oh, no.
The news is sponsored. This was posted as
the news is sponsored. Okay.
By an ad for Celebration Station. This was a real ad posted in the
Mystique. We drive by this all the time. Ella's always like, what's that?
Oh, girl.
Tommy's like, Celebration Station. Can we go? And I'm always like, someday. Not right now, but someday.
Well, if you want, it's $19.99 per person, but it's only valid for a 4-hour time period.
Oh, that's fine. Out. Honestly, I can't be there longer than 4 hours.
But they have go-karts, bumper boats, laser tag, train, and Euro bungee. I don't.
What's Melly's Euro bungee?
I do not know. Let me Google it.
Let's bungeeing, but bungeeing. European.
It's bungeeing with bungee, a beret
but
on.
Make it European. What does that mean? You're bungee, but you have to wear a Let speedo.
Euro bungee is trampoline. Oh, okay. So it's a trampoline and you wear like a jump thing in it.
Oh, okay.
You wear like a harness and you can jump way, way higher than you would normally jump on a trampoline. It's a trampoline with like air underneath it.
Yeah. So and that keeps you from, you know, going 100 feet in the air and then crashing back down. You're hooked in. Well, I'll tell you what, I don't enjoy any of these except laser tag.
Well, there you go. Well, and you could probably do it somewhere else.
Go-karts and bumper boats. Low-key scare me.
The bumper boats there are insane. The wheels on them,
I don't like it.
It spins around in a circle so fast, and they're like little mini jet skis, and you just speed them and ram them into each other.
And like people shouldn't. Not everyone needs to be behind the wheel of one of those
things. No.
They'll let anybody.
Oh yeah, they don't check your bracelets, and people are all over the place. But I did see a comment from a friend of mine,
Bungie with healthcare,
from high school that we haven't talked in a while. But this person, I don't know. Someone said, y'all think the Freaknik was crazy, which was, it's this week-long kind of a spring break celebration in Atlanta that there's supposedly a new documentary coming out about it. But this person was just saying, if you think that was crazy, then you never have been to a Celebration Station lock-in.
What?
To which my high school friend put, seriously, who remembers the year we got maced? Because as soon as they opened the doors, a bunch of people tried to bomb rush the cops that was letting us in.
You know the person that wrote that?
Yeah, I know that person.
Do you know this reference?
I didn't go to any of the lock-ins because like it was like a cool kid thing. And my mom was like, you're not, I don't know if she told me I couldn't go or if I was a big titty baby.
I think it's probably for the best in hindsight. Letting your kids just like sleep over with a ton of other kids and very little parental supervision.
There was no supervision.
Not a great look.
No. So anyway, that's our sponsor today.
Dodge them. Is that what you call
them? Dodge them. Is that
a bumper boat?
Do they sell adult beverages there? I don't think they do, but people put them in their shoes.
Their shoes? I wasn't expecting
like a boot. You know, like a boot.
Oh, like a flask. Okay. All right. I imagine someone walking around with just like daiquiri in their shoe.
Just like drinking. Just a wine bra, but it's filled with frozen daiquiri.
Yes.
She's like, my titties are freezing. But, like, Dodgem's in the UK.
Well, I feel like when I was a kid, I had a scary experience with go-karts.
Oh, yeah.
And I just never, I don't like being like slammed into and jerking forward and stuff. And it always scared me to try and drive them because people are going too fast. And like, I didn't want to run into shit. I don't like high pressure situations.
The
like
Mario
that.
Andretti ones, I was like drifting because I was going so fast. The electric go-karts, it's like an indoor track with like kind of like a rubbery floor. Ooh. And you can like drift around edges. I was going probably like 30 miles an hour in that thing. Like, and it's so small. And I was like, these engines are very strong. And it was just me and Paris and all these like probably 16, 17 year old boys that were like,
ugh. That's the thing. You get out there with those kids.
Dude, you get in.
That's why I couldn't do the roller rink.
Well, y'all are asking it. Oh, I want to do the roller rink though.
Well, the one my friend that had her bachelorette party there a few years ago, I hadn't been to one in, I mean, since I probably had birthday parties there as a child. And it was terrifying. I went one round and I was like, I can't do this.
These people are too.
They give them walkers now. And then the kids would trip and the walkers would go flying. So then there's like 300 people on a skating rink with just like all these walkers everywhere trying to avoid them. Everyone's crashing.
No.
I'm not built for that.
No, that's that sounds dangerous. The one I want to go to, I think, is more of like a nightclub.
I'll do that.
But yeah. I will say, oh wait, we're going off in the chat here.
Folks, I did go to lock-ins, by the way. Got my first kiss at a church lock-in.
First kiss? Who was it?
His name was Matt. Okay. Don't remember the last name.
Oh, Matt. Did you go to the same school? Or?
No.
Ooh, that's the magic of the lock-in.
Yeah, yeah, that's the magic of the church lock-in. Mm-hmm. Is you get all sorts of people up in there.
Wasn't
even my church. Was my friend's church. Went with her.
Oh, nice. That's how you got to expand your fishing pond. Mm-hmm.
Church lock-ins are wild.
Yeah, the shit goes down at the church lock-in.
It's weird. It's weird. And everybody's like, it's the church. Like what your kids are doing, they're fucking in the pews. Finger banging in the pews.
I told you the girl I know that had anal sex in the parking lot.
Communion of body of Christ.
Body of somebody. Body of Matt in your mouth. Taking that communion. You don't need what is it called? Transconfiguration to turn that into flesh. It already is.
Transmogrify?
That's one.
Transmogrification? Mm-hmm. you eat the ears and drink grape juice.
That's the one. Well, there you go. Someone was asking, I think there's some confusion. We have go-karts, which are tiny cars, but there are also small boats that are like jet skis with bumpers around them. So they are, someone was like, why are they called boats?
Oh
they
yeah, they're water. On water.
It's like a giant pool.
Yeah.
And you just get into tiny jet skis.
Like a
and
tiny ram pond.
The jet ski
into
people as hard as possible.
It's not safe.
Well, now it's time for the weather.
Drowning in the Sunday school.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Weren't they always? Well, the weather report.
Sinning like crazy. Oh, the weather.
Somebody just asked the other day because we were driving through a storm. Did anyone get any hail? Thanks.
If you like what you heard, consider supporting this show on Patreon by clicking the link in the episode description or heading to sinisterhood.com and clicking Patreon in the top banner.
Thanks for listening and keep it creepy.
Sinisterhood.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. LifeLock is here with tips to help protect your identity. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication, report scams, and update your software. And for comprehensive identity protection, LifeLock is your best choice. LifeLock alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information and fixes identity theft, guaranteed, or your money back. Start your protection today with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. Terms apply.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow and Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten. Rakuten.com.